show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Barbara Lynn Doran from Scarborough, Ontario, and now calling Whitby, Ontario home, recorded and released her debut self-titled EP in 2009 with producer Murray Daigle. The album showcased more of her country sound than her past pop influences. Fast forward to present, Barbara has released a new single called Forgot to Love Me, which once again blends her pop and country sound, and she's getting set to release a full-length album once again with Murray Daigle producing. Lots to talk about and catch up on. Let's welcome Barbara Lynn Doran to the show. Hey, Barb.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing just great. How about you this evening?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm enjoying this unseasonal weather.
I know. Aren't we lucky here in Ontario and I guess other parts of Canada too with it's just been not much of a winter, and today is just a beautifully warm, sunny day.
Oh, I know. It's incredible. I just wish I was able to enjoy a little more of it, but, you know, it's hard to be everywhere at once, you know. So.
This is true. Well, you got a brand new single at radio called Forgot to Love Me, which we're going to share in a bit. How does that feel to have some new music released to radio?
I'm really excited, actually. We've been sitting on that single for a little longer than I wanted to. I actually recorded it, sometime last year. At this point, I can't remember. And we were trying to decide what the best way to go about getting it out there was. Were we going to have a video and the song and whatnot, and just trying to get a little more background, you know, of the new CD kind of coming along. So we didn't want to put it out too early and then have a long wait before the CD came out. So we finally got everything together, and, yeah, it just went out on Monday. So
that's great. And the album which you're working on this year, can you give us an update on sort of where you're at? Do you have a lot of it recorded, still a few songs to go? What stage is it at?
I would say we're probably not quite halfway there. We've got a couple of songs. We're still doing a lot of writing at this point. I've got two songs that are almost completed, along with Forgot to Love Me. We're still writing, and I'm just being a little more picky this time. You know, last time we kind of went in and we sat down and wrote a bunch of songs. We're like, we put almost all of them on the CD. So this time we're just kind of just being a little more critical and trying to make sure that we're putting out the best ones that we've got. So it's a bit of a process. And of course, you know, the funding is always tricky when we're an indie artist, and, you know, you've kind of got to do it a piece at a time, or you'll be out on the street with nowhere to live. So,
but there are grants out there, right? Available, I believe, through Factor for if you meet certain criteria for recording artists.
Yeah, there is, and I don't think I know the record one that I was looking at, or the one for recording. I think you had to sell a certain amount of CDs, and it was a little bit out of my reach at that point from the first one that I had done. So something I'm certainly going to strive for going forward.
Yeah.
So it's tricky kind of getting everything organized, and you want to use the best possible recording, you know, studio, and, you know, that's within your reach. So, and that's kind of, so it takes a little bit longer.
For sure. Now, do you consider songs written by other people, or are you mainly aiming to have the album represent all your songwriting and co-writing?
Yeah, if I came across something that I really, you know, was drawn to, I would certainly consider another writer. But we definitely have, we're bringing in some different co-writers for this one. And Murray, of course, is writing a lot of them with me. So
nice. I was reading in your bio that you're starting to do some writing. Maybe you've done it for a while now, but with some Nashville writers and some ones who have had some significant success.
Yeah, well, I've had some opportunities to write down there. I actually haven't been for a few months, but I've had some sort of one-on-one mentoring type sessions with Sally Barris, who I'm just a huge fan of her work, and so I've had some opportunities there, And also just with some, you know, every time I go to Nashville, I seem to meet more people and they're like, hey, want to write? And I'm, okay, sure. So I'm definitely expanding my horizons down there as well. So.
Yeah, there's a real community of Canadians down there that are quite welcoming and can help show you a bit of the way because they've paved it themselves. So it's nice, I guess, when you go down there to have that feeling of home.
Yeah, I've actually probably met more, well, not more Canadian writers, but I more than I would have perhaps met in Toronto. I went down there and I met Zach Rickson was one of them. And
right.
And so the funny, we just wrote a song together a couple weeks ago, but I actually met him in Nashville for the first time. And
oh, isn't that
it was,
something?
Yeah, it was really odd. And then to find out he doesn't live that far away from me up here. So, and then I went back again a few months later, and I still hadn't seen him up here. And then I saw him down there again. So, I saw him down there at least three times before I even saw him north of the border. So
that's
it's funny how
funny. I had to go to Nashville to meet somebody from
Toronto. Yeah, exactly.
Now your earlier influences, Barb, were Madonna, Sheryl Crow, Tori Amos. Have along the way, those were some of the early ones. Have you got some more? Like, have there been new artists that have come your way that you've kind of taken a liking to?
Yeah, there's definitely new ones. Like Sally Barris, like I mentioned, she's just I can listen to her CD over and over again. I love Victoria Banks, Sarah Evans. People have said I sound like her, so I always take that as a huge compliment.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm and certain songs I've just, you know, I'm so drawn to, you know, it's interesting. And then also just, you know, I always try to support as many of the local artists, you know, as I can if I listen to their CD and try and give them as many plugs as I can, you know. So it's great. But, yeah, I would definitely say, like, I still love Sheryl Crow and, you know, I'm just a huge fan of hers. I've probably seen her. Oh, I don't know. Every time she's come to Toronto, I think.
Oh, wow.
Younger, so. Yeah, I was
wow,
a
great.
Huge fan, so.
Yeah, she's got some great songs. I really like her cover of The First Cut is the Deepest. She does a great
version. Oh, yeah,
version
I love singing that one, too. That's one of my favorites
oh, good.
To sing as well, so.
Yeah, such
yeah.
a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn to the song we talked about earlier, Forgot to Love Me, which
okay.
is your brand-new single at Radio Barbara. And tell us a bit about it. Was this one that you co-wrote or wrote yourself, and what else can you share about?
That one was actually written with Angelo Tsimalkos, Rachel Bond, and Murray Daigle. And actually, Angelo and Murray actually had their first number one last year with the pop band Neverest. So it's great to be able to write with them. And so, yeah, so we this one was written with them, and it's just it's something I'm really proud of. It's, you know, we went in there, and I said, I want something that's really going to show off my vocal range. And then I was like, oh, my God, okay, I think, wow, that's extreme. So it's definitely vocal gymnastics on that one. So
put you right through all the tests, eh, to see if
oh,
you can
yeah.
hit those notes?
Yeah, for sure.
Does it get hard? Like, I mean, when you're in the studio, of course, you can perfect it, but then when you've got to take a song like this and do it live, I guess you've really got to focus, right, to deliver it the same way or close to the same way anyway?
Oh, yeah, and you're always striving to sing it like you did it in the studio. You know, you've got that master recording, and you just want it
right.
to be identical. So, yeah, it's a lot of work, and especially with a song like that, you really got to be on your game. So I'm actually playing tomorrow night at the Moonshine, and I'm just getting over a cold, and I'm thinking to myself, geez, I really want to play it, but I just don't know if I'm up for it. So.
Awesome. Well, let's share the song now. This
okay.
is Barbara Lynn Doran. It's her brand-new single at radio called Forgot to Love Me here on In the Country.
Actually want me, 'cause you don't see me.
And that is Barbara Lynn Doran here on In the Country with Forgot to Love Me, her new single at radio. You can visit her website at barbaralynndoran.ca. A very pretty sounding, lush song. It's got a great sound to it, Barb.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you can be really proud of that one for sure. Now, let's talk about these venues you mentioned tomorrow night. And I know that you do a lot of this where you play out and sing your songs with guitar and maybe a bit of accompaniment. What is that like for you, sharing songs in those kind of small venues and focusing on the song itself?
It's really indescribable. I hadn't really, until probably the last year, really done the acoustic thing, especially just accompanying myself. And the first time I ever did that was actually in Nashville at an open mic down there. And so, needless to say, I was a little bit nervous. I'm never really nervous to get up and sing, but it's sing and accompany myself is just something I'm just not as comfortable with. So I've been getting a lot more of, I guess, playing at a lot more of those events in the last year where I'm just playing with my acoustic guitar, or I maybe bring out my husband who accompanies me, and I've got this great piano player who comes down from Ottawa, and she'll pretty much, if I give her, you know, the right amount of notice, she's like, okay, where do you need me? I'll be there. And she's just a fantastic piano player. And one of my fondest memories was from the summer. We just played this one charity event out in the Mississauga area, and it was just the three of us on the patio, and it was just, the sound was incredible. We had a great sound guy that night, and it was just really, really great. So it's definitely a different feel than getting up there. And, you know, I've done that too, played to a couple thousand people, you know,
right,
who are partying. And I've done that as well. It's totally different feels.
Yeah. Yeah, because with the smaller venue that you just mentioned, smaller crowds, they're really focusing in on the music, the song, and your voice. They're not there to dance or, you know, have a crazy time. They're just there
right,
to really appreciate the music.
Exactly. I love that.
Now, do you ever get nervous when you're sharing a song for the first time? You might love the song, of course, but nobody's heard it yet, and so you're debuting it. Does that get you a little bit nervous?
Yeah, that definitely does. Actually, I'm going to be playing a couple of new ones, hopefully, along with Forgot to Love Me tomorrow night. And, you know, it's getting up there, and you want to make sure, okay, am I going to get the right groove? Because it's that new. You don't want to get up there and it to be a total train wreck. So it can be nerve-wracking, of course, wondering, yeah, you know, is this one they're going to like standing there looking at me, you know, like, wow, this girl's really, she's really out to lunch on this one. But so you never really know how people are going to react. So,
yeah, that's good. And it's great to share the new stuff because then you get feedback on it and
right,
you obviously get to share something new. What about cover songs? You mentioned earlier we touched on Sheryl Crow and The First Cut is the Deepest. Are there any other songs that you like to cover?
You know, one of my most recent favorites, I guess it's not really that recent anymore, but I should know it. I've sung it a million times. Sarah Evans song.
I know that happened. Is it Rod Stewart?
A little bit stronger. No, a little bit stronger.
Oh, a little bit stronger, right?
Yeah,
there
I love
yeah,
it. I love singing that song. And, yeah, I've been sort of delving into a little bit. My cousin's got, you know, a big Dixie Chicks influence, and she's a great singer as well. And we got together and jammed out a bunch of covers recently. And so I was learning some of those ones, like Traveling Soldier. And one of my all-time favorite songs to sing is Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
Yeah, that's just, you know, those songs are just, they just, I don't know how old it is now, but, you know, it never changes the impact, you know, I just...
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
know,
that song,
like,
I Can't Make You Love Me could be 20 years old maybe a little
I
more.
I know, yeah.
But it still stands the test of time.
Oh, yeah, it's just such an emotional song, and so those are the ones I really like to sing, you know. I love singing Suds in the Bucket, too, but if I'm, you know, playing my guitar, I'm going to be more inclined to play the ballady,
yeah,
emotional type songs, yeah.
Nice. Now, can you take us back? I understand that you started learning songs and getting into melodies when you were listening to your grandfather play the piano. Is that sort of, can you recall that to being a, sort of an early influence?
Definitely. You know, he was incredible. He played everything by ear and everything on the black keys. He never played anything
on. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was, it's all, you know, all the black keys, and and he knew so many songs, he would just get up and play them all by memory, and so whenever I got the opportunity, and before I had an instrument in my house, I would always go and play his old piano, and I didn't really know I'd be trying to play a song I heard my friend play on the piano, or just tinkling around with melodies, and that's really how it all began. And then some of the earlier songs I remember learning would be like a Celine Dion song, or you know, even Whitney Houston. You know, I'm hearing more and more of these Whitney Houston songs on the radio,
sure.
And you don't remember how much of an influence even she was, because I'm sitting there listening, I'm going, oh my God, I know all the words to all these songs.
Yeah, she had some great songs.
So it's really, it starts then, you know, I see it in my kids now, you know, they're captivated by the music as well, so.
So you can sort of see, have they started to sing? Like, can you see that influence in them that they may want to try singing?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
They both take piano, and they're you can tell, you know, my daughter's a talented dancer. Like, they're very artsy, my kids.
Right.
And my son is, they've got great voices. So it's exciting. You know, you want to sort of take the bull by the horns and start going, okay, this is what we're going to do. But it's like, okay, they're only 7 and 10. We can't really do that yet. Let me start writing you some songs, you know. So.
Yeah, exactly. Put you on stage and... Oh, that's great.
Too much. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Just let it happen naturally.
Yeah.
Let's turn to another song from you, Barb. This is called How Many Times. What can you tell us about this song?
Well, that one was from my my first EP. Song I'm really proud of. We're still contemplating releasing this one formally to radio. Had an honorable mention in the Great Lakes Songwriting Contest a couple years ago, and I just think I've had great feedback on the song, so I'm really, I love the song, and we may still put it out to radio while we're getting the other CD up and ready to
go.
So, yeah.
Let's share the song now. This is Barbara Lynn Doran and How Many Times on In the Country. Ontario singer-songwriter Barbara Lynn Doran, and that is called How Many Times? And she is currently working on a second EP that will be released probably later this year. Now, I understand, Barb, the single we played earlier, Forgot to Love Me, from the new project is available now on iTunes if anyone wants to download it.
Yeah, actually it is. It just, as of the end of last week, it was up there, so yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, we'll encourage our listeners to do that. Duets, have you ever given thought, Barb, to somebody you'd like to sing with, either on stage or put it down on a record?
Yeah, actually, funny you should mention that. I actually do have a duet, but I don't.
Okay.
I haven't nailed down a male singer yet, so
right.
there's a couple, you know, Richard Marx would be a
that
top,
would be cool.
Right? Oh, yeah, I love him. His voice is so amazing. And every time I hear him on the George Canyon song, I'm just like, oh,
yeah.
My God, I got to get him.
That's the thing. Yeah, he's doing country now, and he's working with Canadian artists, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, if he's listening, yeah.
He is. Let's get the word out there. Let's pass this
along.
Oh,
I know. Yeah,
that
he'd
would
be great.
Cool.
Gosh, who else would be great? There's just so many great, especially in Canada, you know, there's so many great male artists right now. It's hard to really choose, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as I hear more and more, like now, like Chad Brownlee, he's just amazing. I love his new song. So there's so many to choose from. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. But you've got a duet already written, so it's just a matter of finding that right partner for it.
Yeah, I'm really, I love this song, and I think, you know, again, I wrote it with, this one was written with Murray and Murray Daigle and Angelo Themelkos again, and it was actually one of the first ones we wrote together. So, yeah, I'm really excited to find a voice to put on it. So.
Great. I love duets, whoever it is. I mean, there's so many, of course, famous country duets, and in any genre, it's just great to hear the two voices together and, you know, singing a great song.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Can you tell us about any favorite concerts you've been at, maybe in recent memory, Barb, where the performer, you know, really stood out, maybe the way they delivered songs or the way they entertained?
Well, I mean, I was at probably the last place I was out was at the CCMAs there in September.
Yeah.
And, you know, just attending the songwriter cafes were just great. And actually having the opportunity to see Michelle Wright in one of the award shows, she sang sort of in more of a smaller environment, and then also at one of the bigger award shows, that was probably the first time I saw her perform, and I thought she did great. And seeing Terry Clark live, it was actually the whole weekend was just incredible, you know, seeing so many great country artists, and you know, you didn't have to really go too far. So that was just
place.
A great experience. So.
Awesome. Is there a stage, Barb, that you haven't played yet, because you've done a lot of them, but whether it's a big stage or a small stage somewhere that's got a significance, anywhere you're thinking one day you'd like to play just because the stage holds something special to you, holds a meaning?
I love Massey Hall.
Nice.
You know, it's one of my favorite venues. It's one of the – I've seen Sheryl Crow there. I also saw Tori Amos there, you know, a couple years back. And it's just – the sound is amazing in there, and it's just – it's so warm. So that would definitely be one of my, you know, top places I would love to play.
Yeah. It's such a great venue. Like you say, so many great Canadian artists have played there. And the acoustics are wonderful and warm feel, as you said.
Yeah, yeah. And just the right size, you know, it's not super big.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Exactly. And that's what's great about the venues, as we talked about earlier in the show. You can play for the big crowds, and maybe people are distracted or they're sort of dancing to the music. But when you can do something like Massey Hall, it's a bigger venue, but it's the focus is on the song and the voice.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I know I find some of those bigger stadiums, it's just so much echo, and you know, it's all those hard surfaces, and you know, especially the hockey arena type venues. And I saw Keith Urban in Rochester a couple years ago, and I mean, it's still a fantastic show, but wow, the echo, you know. So,
right. Yeah. It takes
it's
away
just
from
bouncing
it, sure.
Everywhere. Yeah, it does, and it's hard. Like, yeah, you almost hear better when you have earplugs in, you know, because
yeah,
it just
yeah.
gets rid of some of the, you know, the higher end noises that are floating around. So.
Right. As we get set to wrap up here, Barb, I just wanted to ask you, as a songwriter, is there an artist out there that you would be quite thrilled to have them record one of your songs?
Yeah, well, definitely Sarah Evans would be one of my top ones. And actually, the song we just wrote that I'm putting on my CD. But
I kind of
could hear Reba singing it.
Oh, cool.
You know, so yeah, any of them would be, you know,
those are
just some of the small ones, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Start at the small and work your way up.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's good to do. Good to dream big, and you know, you never know with the song. But, Barb, it's been such a pleasure sharing this time with you. You've been on the show before. I enjoyed it last time as well. And I look forward to hearing the next EP that you're releasing a bit later this year. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave. And it's great chatting with you. And I'm sure we'll probably be talking later this year because we're getting Tin Pan North all organized again. So,
oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. So.
I love going there. I love attending. So look forward to it. Thanks, Barb. Have yourself a great night, and we will talk soon.
Okay, Dave. Take care.
Awesome. You're welcome. My guest has been Ontario singer-songwriter Barbara Lynn Doran. Be sure to head to her website, barbaralynndoran.ca, and you can get caught up on all her latest news. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.